أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله يدخل الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار والذين كفروا يتمتعون ويأكلون كما تأكل الأنعام والنار مثوى لهم. In the ayats we discussed yesterday, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala spoke mainly about those who had disbelieved, those who disliked whatever was revealed from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not only did they not have an inclination, but they hated whatever Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had revealed. Here in these ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about those who had brought iman and they practiced righteously according to the commandments of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Allah says, Inna Allaha yudkhilu alladhina amanu wa amilu salihat. Certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will admit those who have brought iman and they practice righteously, jannatin tajri min tahti al anhar, in gardens under which rivers flow. And here again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes Jannah as that place under which rivers flow, that shows perpetuality, continuity, insofar as it being lush is concerned. Some ulama have also added that wherever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the rivers of Jannah flowing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us about the flowing of our a'mal in this world. If the a'mal flow for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah ta'ala inshallah will grant us the Jannah under which rivers flow. Then Allah Ta'ala draws a comparison. وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا يَتَمَتَّعُونَ وَيَأْكُلُونَ كَمَا تَأْكُلُ الْأَنْعَامِ. Those who disbelieve, they derive pleasure from this world. They have a pleasurable life in this world. وَيَأْكُلُونَ, and then when they eat كَمَا تَأْكُلُ الْأَنْعَامِ, like how animals would eat. Now animals are very indiscriminate insofar as the eating is concerned. There is no halal and haram for them. They will eat whatever they stumble upon and they continue eating. So there is no issue and no problem with eating. A human being has to eat to survive. But here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is drawing this comparison, like how animals indiscriminately will eat, whether it is from the pastures of their owners, whether it is somebody else's property, they will eat from there. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala draws this comparison that their whole life's focus is towards the leisure and the pleasure of this world, the eating of this world. And hence what would happen when one eats, like in the hadith of our Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam, a mu'min, a believer, he eats with one intestine, and a kafir, he eats with seven. In other words, he'll continuously eat and it will never satiate him, it will never satisfy him. وَالنَّارُ مَثْوَى لَهُمْ, and the final abode of his final home will be unfortunately the fire of Jahannam. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's leaving Makkah Mukarramah, and Allah Rabbul Izzat makes a very, very brief mention with regards to that. We know that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lived in Makkah Mukarramah for a period of 13 years, and the Quraysh had tried everything to assassinate Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then eventually Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had to leave Makkah Mukarramah because now the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was being threatened. And hence Allah says, وَكَيِّمْ مِنْ قَرْيَةٍ هِيَ أَشَدُّ قُوَّةً مِنْ قَرْيَتِكَ الَّتِي أَخْرَجَتْكَ. That how many a village, those villages were more powerful. In other words, the people of those villages were more powerful than that village from which you were expelled, you were taken out, O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That the people of Makkah became the ultimate cause or material cause of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam leaving Makkah Mukarramah, to the extent we find in the hadith when our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had come to the outskirts of Makkah. Then Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had addressed Makkah Mukarramah and he said, O Makkah, you are the most beloved lands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to Allah, and you are most beloved to me. Had my people not forced me out of Makkah, then I would have never left you. And hence in this way Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam expressed his love for Makkah Mukarramah. And here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala makes mention of it, that the people of the past, insofar as the material power was concerned, they had more than the people of Makkah Mukarramah, but yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had destroyed them. But here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had given this ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam a chance. Allah had granted this fight. فَلَا نَاصِرَ لَهُمْ. When those villages were destroyed, there were absolutely no helpers that had come to help them. We had seen, we never heard of any historical details that the people of Ad and Thamud, etc., when they were being destroyed, some helper came from outside. It never ever happened that way. So they were left totally stranded. أَفَمَنْ كَانَ عَلَى بَيِّنَةٍ مِّنْ رَبِّ كَمَنْ زُيِّنَ لَهُ سُوءُ عَمَلِي وَاتَّبَعُوا أَهْوَاءَهُمْ. Here and in the next ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala draws a comparison. Is that person who is on a clear sign, bayyina, a clear sign from his Rabb. In other words, Allah had given us all the material, Allah had given us all the wahi, the information, and guided us towards the sirat-i mustaqim. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to this whole deen as a bayyina, because it is so open, it is so clear, all we need to do is to open our eyes. When we open our eyes, we will see the clarity of this deen that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted. As far as the tenets of deen is concerned, the basic principles of deen is concerned, there are no grey areas, there are no shadowy areas, everything is absolutely crystal clear. And now a person that moves and trots upon this crystal clear path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the sirati mustaqim, can such a person be like that? That person whose actions, whose evil actions have been decorated and adorned for him. Now here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala draws this comparison that we have our amal that has been determined by Allah as pleasurable. They carry out their deeds, they carry out their actions. However, those actions are only decorated and adorned for them. In the ayats of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that shaitan is one of the factors that will begin to adorn evil deeds and make it seem to be good for them. وَاتَّبَعُوا أَهْوَاءَهُمْ. And their way of life is a way of life in which they unfortunately follow their own desires, their own whims and their own fancies. So one is that person that follows the wahi of Allah, and one is that person that follows his own whims, his own desires, and his amal and his deeds have been decorated and adorned for him. So how can the two of them be equated? How the two of them can be the same? And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the second example or the comparison, مَثَلُ الْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي وَعِدَ الْمُتَّقُونَ. The narration, the example of Jannah that has been prepared for those who have the quality of taqwa. فِيهَا أَنْهَارٌ مِّن مَّاءٍ غَيْرِ آسٍ. In it are rivers whose taste or color does not change. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows that in this world we will find that the qualities of water changes. When it stagnates, when it pollutes, it contaminates. But there will be no stagnation, there will be no pollution, there will be no contamination of the waters. In the riwayat, in the hadith, it comes that water of Jannah will be sweeter than honey, it will be whiter than milk. وَانْهَارٌ مِّن لَبَنٍ لَمْ يَتَغَيَّرْ طَعْمُ. And then secondly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of the rivers of milk whose taste will not change. That in this world, that milk has to be frozen, that milk has to be at a certain temperature. Even then, its taste will change, it will sour up. But hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the rivers of Jannah, the milk of Jannah, the rivers of milk of Jannah will never ever have any change in its taste. وَانْهَارٌ مِّنْ خَمْرٍ لَذَّةٍ لِلشَّارِبِينَ. And the rivers of the drinks, the wines of Jannah, which will be pleasurable for those who drink it. In many surahs before this we discussed, it will not be bitter in taste, it will not intoxicate a person, it will not have any adverse effect on the health of the person. That person will not become drunk from it. There will be no hangovers after the person drinks. It will be pleasure upon pleasure. And the last Allah says, وَانْهَارٌ مِّنْ عَسَلٍ مُصَفَّى. and the rivers of honey that will be pure and purified from all forms of contaminations, impurities. لَهُمْ فِيهَا مِنْ كُلِّ الثَّمَرَاتِ. And then in it, there will be all forms of fruit for the people of Jannah, and more important than anything else, وَمَغْفِرَةٌ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ. And the maghfirat from their Rabb, Allah Rabbul Izzat will forgive the people of Jannah before they enter Jannah. And that is the greatest gift that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give, that Allah purifies us so that we can enter Jannah and we become worthy of Jannah. Is that person equal to the person كَمَنْ هُوَ خَالِدٌ فِي النَّارِ? Is he like that person who will remain forever and ever in the fire of Jahannam? وَسُقُوا مَاءً حَمِيمًا. And he will be made to drink such boiling water, فَقَطَّعَ أَمْعَاءَهُمْ. Such boiling water that will penetrate and burn the intestines of such a person. Can the two be equal? They can never. So hence here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala draws this comparison, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us that the path of Allah Rabbul Izzat is what we should choose. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka.